T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark Cenerice back live from Radio Row in Phoenix. WIP goes to AZ. Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA, the Philly way to go. John Marks, Ike Reese, Jack Fritz, the engineer. Elliot Shore Parks, the reporter.
Yeah.
Pull your guy up a little bit there, closer to your microphone.
I mean, yeah. Can you not hear me?
Oh, you got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We want to hear more of you.
Yeah, we want to hear more of you.
Where was Jack the engineer with that piece of advice?
Not paying attention.
Same place when he had things messed up over there before.
Nice.
So last night we all went into the opening night, they call it now. It's just media night.
Yeah.
And everywhere you go, if you're media, you have to scan your credential, right? So they have these like machines, and you scan your credential. So last night Ike puts his thing in, it boop, and it says access granted, and on the screen, it has the picture that's on the credential, and then Jack goes, and he, boop, says access granted. So then, so I'm waiting to go, and I do it. Boop. It actually says access denied with my picture up there. And Jack starts laughing at me.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Good teammate there, Jack.
Well, it was funny.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Objectively, it was funny.
And then the guy's looking at me, and I'm like, what do you mean denied? I'm going to hear with those guys. We have the same credential. And he looks at the credential. He's like, that's odd. And he's like, well, who are you with? I'm like, them. So he just let me go in.
Well, when you're with Ike, you can get in anywhere.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, it's good to know that security's tight at opening night.
Right.
It says access denied. They're like, it's fine.
They all reach for their taser like, he's denied. Get him. Yeah.
That's what I literally thought. They weren't going to let me in. They're like, sorry, what do you mean to do? It says denied.
There were people dressed up as cowboys. There were people dressed up in barrels, and they wouldn't let you in?
With no clothes on underneath. Well, I'm assuming he had underwear.
Yeah, I didn't check. I would think he was probably clothed under the barrel.
All right, so what was your – before we get – well, actually, let's do the top 5 of 5, and then we'll get your impressions and some phone numbers or some phone calls as well. But the top 5 at 5 brought to you by United Tire. Stop in your local United Tire today for the best tire prices anywhere. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Go ahead, Tuck.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Well, last night, unusual, but there was 5 funniest things I had from last night.
And what, I just gave one of them?
And you just gave one of them away.
Awesome.
It's all good.
Hopefully the number wasn't number 1.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't number 1.
Well, there was a pretty active night last night, I will say.
It seems like I missed out on a lot.
A lot of funny stuff happened. So the 5th funniest thing from last night was Ike needing a flashlight and glasses to read the menu. I mean, I've never seen a more washed.
And Howard, too.
Yeah.
Howard's
understanding.
He's 70.
I know.
Howard's in his 40s. And meanwhile, Howard's like flashing the thing, and it's right in my face. Wow. You know, so he's blinding me at the same time.
You'll have to read him the menu tonight.
Yeah. So, Ike, it's.
I mean, it wasn't the restaurant.
It was dark.
Kind of dimly lit up in here. Yeah, and I'm like,
it was
hold
a fancy
on.
One, it seems.
I'm like, yeah, I can't see.
Everybody else could, but it was kind of dark.
You and Howard, both similar eyesight.
Hey, man. Yeah.
It's a good sign.
I gotta admit it. Yeah, I need it.
Now, see, I'll start to be worried when you start making Howard mistakes on Twitter and other
misspelling words.
Yeah, well, your font's slowly getting bigger.
Yeah. I will say, I think I've like increased the font on my screen for sure.
I was going to say, I have increased the font.
But Ike also wears glasses. Yes. Howard needs to wear glasses.
Yeah, Howard.
That's true, I do.
And then he wouldn't need to have huge font on his.
What's my excuse for using the flashlight with glasses?
I'm not sure. It's extra blind.
Go see your eye doctor is what I would say.
Yeah, maybe new glasses. The fourth funniest thing from last night was having to see Spike operate in a like a meat only restaurant. Like
he pretty much
only ordered fries.
Is that all he got?
Yeah. And pretzel bites.
Nice.
Yeah.
The name of the restaurant was the Arrogant Butcher.
Yes. Right.
Which you wouldn't think would be a place vegans are swarming.
Spike Eskin.
So what did he have?
Dude, he had fries. He had some pretzel bites, and I think that was about it.
He had rice and Brussels sprouts, I think.
Rice
and entree.
And I think maybe a sweet potato was mixed in there.
I'm not sure.
I think sweet potato is a big vegan food.
Well, that's because they're only vegetable. It kind of tastes pretty good.
It kind of tastes pretty good.
But the food, excellent.
Yeah, it was very good.
Oh, food was excellent.
Yeah.
It's a shame that Spike didn't take part.
Yeah. Wish I could have.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, Billy.
Spike enjoyed his rice.
I had a nice strip.
The steak you're talking about.
Yeah. Promo code strip.
You did. Yeah. So was that a medium well?
Medium rare. Not medium rare. Medium well, man.
Yeah. That's what it was. It was perfectly cooked.
Yeah. Meanwhile, me and Mark's got meatloaf.
Nice. At a fancy restaurant.
Well, no, it's just like it was reasonably priced. I didn't feel like
you weren't paying, by the way.
Yeah, but I would feel. Yeah.
But Jack didn't. I mean, he got a $20 entree, not a $50 entree.
Right, he's considerate. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
I did my best. I'm just happy to be here.
I actually picked what I wanted to eat.
Yeah, don't be that dude that orders on the menu that you wouldn't order from if you were paying for it.
So, funny story.
Be that guy.
When I was growing up, I had filet mignon for the first time.
Yeah.
And we were driving back from like a baseball travel thing. And I know how expensive it was.
Yeah.
And I told the place, can I get filet mignon? And the parents had to pick it up.
Everyone
else got like chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders. And you were here ordering steak.
They're probably like, we're not bringing Jack out today.
Yeah.
And my parents had to pay, you know. Like,
oh, no. They made them pay.
We'll give you like an extra $50.
Right,
sorry.
Right. Yeah.
Way to go, Jack.
Yep.
Yeah.
The third funniest thing from last night is, you know, we start walking down the main street after dinner, and we end up at this nice little bar that we heard was owned by an Eagles owner. Yeah. I mean, within a minute, Eagles chants had already started.
Nice.
Deep ease.
Lots of Ike juice.
Yeah.
There was one guy in particular that was a 12 out of 10, not even 11 out of 10.
Yeah, he was.
He was just like, yeah, people like to hear me yell. And like, no, we don't.
Yeah.
And he would just start
And he just
yelling.
Started yelling.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere. So
not even words, just sounds and grunts.
Yeah. Yeah, he really wanted to be heard last night.
He did. And then Ike showed up and got extra excited.
So these were also, I believe, Eagles fans that live in Arizona.
Yeah,
I don't think they were in.
Because
they were talking about that Eagles bar, whatever bar they go to watch the game.
Is that where Arthur
Scottsdale.
Goes?
Yes, where Arthur goes, yeah.
Well, there's an Eagle.
The Rock Boat. What is
have you guys,
rock
yeah, Rock Bar.
The Rock Bar.
Yeah, have you guys met up with Arthur yet?
No.
No? Not yet?
No, I've been looking for him.
He called.
He's not on Radio Row.
He called yesterday. He hung up before we got to him. And we haven't heard from him since. Mm. So
he's a quitter.
Might have been our last shot.
Might have been our last shot. We might have.
That's a big loss. The second funniest thing from last night was mid dinner. Howard just pulls out his phone and plugs in his headphones to try to listen to the press conference. Wow. Like, what are we doing? Like, we're having a conversation, and this millennial is just sitting on his phone.
He's worried about the press.
Because we were talking about – I think it's because we were talking about it.
Right.
And he was like, I don't want to miss out on any of the
conversation.
So my, well, he does love himself some Andy Reid.
My vantage point at the table, I could see ESPN and NFL Network from where I was sitting on TV. So I'm talking about it because we were being like, did anything happen? Because we didn't see a whole heck of a lot happen, right? So I'm like –
I couldn't hear anything anyway.
Like, you couldn't hear anything.
Couldn't hear anything. But so I'm like, oh, Andy, they're interviewing Andy and Nick at the same time. Oh, like, look, there's Jalen and Patrick Mahomes. So I'm kind of giving a play-by-play on what I'm seeing.
Right.
And Howard's back's turned to it. So he's like, he can't deal with it. So he starts trying to watch from his phone. And did you call him out on it?
Yeah,
he
goes, I was like,
he's talking about what he's watching
over
there.
Like, what are we doing, man? Yeah. Like, I was the one out of my phone, and he's supposed to be a leader, in the community.
Yeah.
But the number one funniest thing last night is John getting his access.
And I'm sorry that I.
It's all good. It was the funniest thing, you know. Ike and I just breezed through.
Yeah.
And then your face with the red crossed out, access denied.
It'd been a great picture.
It's the one photo I wish we ever got.
Way out, I almost asked if I could do it again so I could take the picture.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
It looked like it was out of a movie.
Yeah.
Well, you came up to me on the floor and you're like, "I got access denied." I'm like, so what are you doing here?
How'd you get in here?
How'd you get in?
Run past security?
Yeah.
Like, is someone following you right now?
It's one of these things. If that was TSA, I would have been in handcuffs. But being that the person was like, okay, you have the same exact credential as these guys.
Right.
And I think it was acting up for other people as well. The
not
access
for me.
Denied. Well, I mean, listen, that's what he told
didn't
me.
Didn't act up for me.
Yeah, us three got in fine.
Well, hopefully I get into the media party tonight.
Yeah, we'll see access denied for that.
That's where you want to do your top five at, is at this media party tonight.
There will be, I'm
There'll
sure.
There'll be a top five tomorrow.
Always looking for content for the top five.
Yeah.
We don't know what that's going to be like.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to dinner and then the media party, there'll be plenty of content for tomorrow.
Be a top 10 at 3 tomorrow.
Yep.
That's for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Jack.
Yes.
We appreciate
Access
it.
Denied.
There you go.
I wish I had the picture.
There you go.
Guided door and window. Take advantage of their big winter sale through the month of February. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Let's see what Mad Mike has to say. Mad Mike, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. It's been really busy. Is something going on? Because I haven't been able to get through lately.
He's been busy during the 14-3 season.
I've seen some tweets from you, so I know that I knew that you were still somewhat on the.
I'm still alive. I've just been busy. I actually have been busy.
Convenient.
Since September.
If the Eagles were 4-12, you would not be as busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, next year when they lose all their players, I'll be back to just being a complete jerk.
Curious what you think about Brandon Graham getting double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, because everybody else is focused on the other side, and that bum just gets all the leftovers. Yeah, big deal. One freaking time, and it's because they have the best defense out there, and he's just
the Eagles have the best defense out there, Mike?
Yeah, they do. I'm not going to be – what am I, stupid? I can't see that? Their defense is really good.
Well, you just called Brandon Graham a bum, so, yeah, I would say that you're stupid. Yes, I would.
Well, so anyway, I mean, he's overrated. Let's be really real about it.
All right, all right. So what's your early lean on the game, Mike? What are you thinking?
I don't think that they – I mean, I think Kansas City, has been there enough times to know what's up. So until you can beat them, and I don't think they're going to be able to do it. But that being said, I don't want to see Andy Reid win either, because that bum – ruined our team for years and years with his dreadful GMing. So I don't know. I don't have a dog in either fight. I got a nerd GM that I don't want to see win, and I got that fat bum from our past that ruined us.
What's crazy is they both have a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, and they're probably both going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, if Howie wins. Yeah, that's a good point, Mike. How you feel about that? If Howie wins, he might be in the Hall of Fame.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
There you go.
Quite the Eagles fan you are, Mike.
What are you going to do?
So what are you doing?
You win some, you lose some.
What are you doing for the Super Bowl? Are you having a big party over the new house, or are you going to be celebrating with your friends?
I don't really have any friends anymore. Everybody hates me at this point. So, I think I'm just going to be here at the new house watching the 75-inch, and I'll just have a cocktail or something.
There you go.
All right. All right, Mike.
That's cool, guys.
All right,
buddy. All right, brother.
All right, there he is.
Well, it seems like he's enjoying the season.
Yeah, he's really – he certainly is –
he's not saying, I was wrong.
Now. Right.
Right.
Yeah, but eventually he will have to take his medicine.
At Howie's Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, when they win this Super Bowl, eventually he's going to have to come to the front door and take his
just
medicine.
Give it up.
He's just going to have to. No, he's going to take his medicine about the team winning, about – the fact that you've basically been a miserable all year long and you really can't enjoy. Like, how are you an Eagles fan and can't enjoy an Eagles season when they're 14-3?
Yeah, and being in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like how is that even possible?
You're Mad Mike.
Like, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
Well, no, it means you can't be an Eagles fan.
This is the season.
Is he allowed at the parade?
I would say he's not
allowed.
You can't keep him from not coming.
He needs access denied.
Access denied.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
Well, this is
no way.
Depending on your age, right? Like, if you're a little bit older, the bad teams in the 70s, the Rich Kotite teams for me, never getting past a certain point in the playoffs before Andy came up, right? Like, this is the type of year that I dreamed of back then.
Yeah.
As an Eagle fan, we lived through it.
What's interesting about this team is, think about, Howie, Nick, and Jalen. All three at one point, I would say, not everybody, but there were certainly a lot of people that were skeptical of them. I just hope the people that were, and everyone got things wrong about this team, are able to get over that fact and just enjoy the ride. Because holding on to an opinion you had a year ago, 2 years ago, and trying to diminish this accomplishment now is just, it's foolish.
Well, here's the other thing. You got to finish it.
Yep.
You have to finish it. I mean, if they don't win the Super Bowl, it's no different than what we did in 2004. They just had an extra game.
Yeah. Like, no, I agree. No, but that difference. 2004 was a great team. I mean, it's viewed back as, you know, one of the, if not the best team in Eagles history right now. It's certainly in the top three. Yeah, but you guys are still a great team.
But we didn't win.
Well, you guys won a lot of games. You just lost the final.
Yeah, yeah. And that matters. And so we're – plus that was back in erasing, what, 20 years, 20-plus years of not being in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different. And it was almost like finally – they've gotten there.
Yep.
And his fan base had gone through a lot with all of us as players. They had watched us grow. They watched us from the beginning to what that grew into with T.O. And I think that allows us to remain in a special place in our fans' hearts.
Mm-hmm.
But we still didn't win. We didn't win the Super Bowl. And so this team, as great of a regular season as they've had, it's not as if the fans haven't seen a great regular season around here. That's the point that I'm making. Just because they did some things that hadn't been done before, that's fine. But that's not what they're going to be remembered for. They're going to be remembered for not winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to be remembered for.
I don't know.
This team, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I guess you're right because 2004, that is what you think about, the fact they lost to the Patriots. But, you know, the team is still viewed fondly. The team is still viewed as
I
get your point.
I'm not saying they're going to hate the team or the players. I'm just saying at some point we will grow further away from what we feel right now in the moment. And it becomes a missed opportunity. Because what if we look up in 5 years and we haven't been back to a Super Bowl in 5 years?
Well, then you're going to look at it like that.
Or 6 years.
And I think
7 years.
That point is right in terms of how this team is viewed will likely have a lot to do with, obviously, the game on Sunday, but also what happens next year and the year after that. Because if they lose this one, but then they're, you know, next year, this time we're in Vegas and they win that Super Bowl, then you can view this one
exactly.
And go, you know what, they had a great
year
and they lost. Whereas I think the difference is the loss in 2004 was at the end of a run as opposed to the beginning of it.
And also, not necessarily, only in part, T.O. was at the beginning. Because of what happened in 2005, that made 2004 and losing the Super Bowl even worse. So to your point, what happens moving forward? Because I'm pretty sure after we lost to the Patriots that year, people felt still pretty good. We just saw our prized possession play on one leg and look like the best player in the game.
And McNabb was a top whatever quarterback that
year. Right. Yeah. So until it all fell apart, people probably felt this is just the beginning of a new window. We're going to have an opportunity to get back here. We got T.O. before he went off and said some of the things he said, and then the 2005 season happened, and then you know you look up, T.O.'s being traded.
Yep.
I guarantee you in January or February when we lost to the Patriots and we were leaving off that field, wasn't nobody thinking, man, T.O. got about 10 more games to play here for the rest of his career.
Thought he would retire an Eagle at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. And things changed
that quick,
man. Things changed that quick. That's why, and listen, I don't foresee that happening with the Eagles, but it can be anything that could derail the course in which you're on. And so that's why they gotta take care of this Sunday, man. Win this thing Sunday, and then let's worry about building on that. One thing I've been around sports long enough to know, you start counting your eggs before they hatch, which basically when you say, if they don't win this year, we'll be back next year, or we'll be back the year after that, or the year after that, man, that it never works out well that way. It just never does.
Yeah, but I also think, and you're right, I think the reason they have to take advantage is because they're here. They've survived the season healthy, right?
Yes.
It's down to a final four quarters. It's not talking about winning X amount of games over 17 and winning two playoff games, get home field advantage. Like, they've checked so many boxes. But I do think a difference in how a team is remembered is because this team enters this Super Bowl with probably the least amount of baggage we've seen from a Philly team in a championship, right? Think about 17. 17 was carrying the baggage of having never won a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
In 2004, when you guys went to the Super Bowl, you guys were carrying the baggage of having, you know, the NFC Championship game losses, right?
Yep.
This team, there's really no baggage. They've won a Super Bowl. They've had they've played one playoff game prior to this year, and it was basically just a test run because no one expected them to be there. So I think that a difference is, moving forward, if they can be really good next year and the year after, this season can be viewed as that because going in, there's not as much tension on the line because they've won a Super Bowl and this roster's so new, there's no baggage and all those things.
So, however, look at the Phillies and their World Series run. Mm-hmm. That's not looked at as a disappointment that they lost in the World Series. Do you agree with me? Because they overachieved.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, this and year's Phillies.
This past
team.
Year,
oh,
Phillies
hell
team.
Yeah. Hell
right?
Yeah.
Like, we don't look at that right now. We like, even when they lost, and maybe for a day it burned a little bit, but it was that was a successful season. They overachieved. They took the Astros, who were favored in the sixth game. They gave them a run for their money. This team, if they lose in the Super Bowl, will not be looked at in the same favorable way as
I disagree.
Phillies. They're favorites in the game.
Yeah, but the thing is the same in terms of the fact that this run, I'm not saying it's out of nowhere because the team was very good, but ultimately, if you like the ride itself has been, you know, one of the best postseason runs we've kind of experienced around here in Philly. So ultimately, mm-hmm. if they lose, I don't think people are going to say this team will never win. Like the Phillies thing, the reason nobody feels overly, obviously it's stung in the moment, but the reason it can be looked at favorably is because they didn't go in with a ton of expectations. I know they're favored in this game, but this is viewed as the beginning of something as right. opposed to the point where it's like you have to win. But like moving forward, if they lose this game, this is the end of it being fun in a way, because if you lose the
now
Super Bowl
hurry up and
next
Bowl,
year, then it's waiting for the Super Bowl. It's what do you do? Nothing matters. If they win the NFC Championship game, it's like, well, they've done that before, right? So to Ike's point, and I'm sure you guys have all been saying, one of the pressures of this game is everything changes once this is over, right? We will view the team. I'll still view them favorably. But then next year, the pressure, then you're the Sixers, right? You're the Sixers in terms of just get out of the second round. Nothing matters until the second round. And obviously, this is the Super Bowl. But that will be the difference. Next year, all year will be strictly about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's a completely different animal.
For a couple
you can speak to it.
No,
it's completely different.
Well, and here's how people start viewing it differently the further you get away from it. Like, say, if they don't win it. The next year, that expectation is there, mm-hmm. right? And I agree with you. I don't think people are going to look at the team in a negative light. But I do believe if another season goes and another season goes, what you'll start to get is people will start to diminish the significance of this season
look
and some
at
of the things
beat.
They did. That's what will happen. Look, who did they beat during that stretch?
Right.
Like, that's what will start to happen. And that's what I mean by people will start to look differently on the season, because then they'll say, well, why didn't you get back there again?
Was it a success? I know you're going to say
the
yes.
The season's because, already a success, absolutely.
Okay, but there's a lot of people you lose the Super Bowl that won't think that it's a success.
And that's fine. I think
99.9% of people would say the Philly season was a success because of expectations. You're
absolutely
right.
But I also think one thing that was unique to the 2004 Super Bowl was it was viewed as the Eagles' best chance to win one in such a long time. And then after that, they didn't get close again. I think if you lose this one, they just won one in 17. The franchise is set up well. I think people can look at it and say that was a blown opportunity, but it was still a great team where the 2004 didn't get that benefit because they carried the burden of being trying to be the first one.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, even I would say, even if they didn't win Sunday, I wouldn't look at the season as a failure.
Yeah.
Now, not getting to the Super Bowl, I felt differently.
100%. Right. You lose to the Giants or the Niners, that's different.
I felt differently. Getting to the Super Bowl, there's, like we said yesterday, there's no shame in losing mm-hmm. to Patrick Mahomes. I would not view it as a failure. It would still hurt, but not getting to the Super Bowl would elicit more anger than losing the Super Bowl to Pat Mahomes.
It makes you view the team differently.
Yeah.
Now you're not viewing the team differently.
Yeah,
they lose on Sunday, no one's saying, well, Jalen can't get it done. Nick's not the coach. Sunday's a coin flip, and I'm not going to let how I feel about this team be judged by essentially a coin flip.
You hold tight in there, Elliot. Good job.
Don't worry.
You keep it up. All right. On the other side, Elliot's number one defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, explained the whole we're going to bleep and gut these guys.
He had to explain himself?
There was a lot more to it than I expected.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he actually explained
it. How about that tease?
Okay.
How about that?
Tease,
what a
yes.
pro.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a major market tease right there, Elliot. Just
thank
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Mark Cerise text line, your phone calls, big segment coming up next. Mark Cerise on 94 WIP.
All right, speaking of big, hey, fellas, it's Valentine's Day. It's coming up. Give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Now we're talking sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin, even more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas, they're so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Now leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today and save 25%. Just make sure you use code NUDE. That's 25% savings on a best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for you for free. Yep, that's right. 25% off naturally new pajamas and free gift packaging. Listen, if you missed out on this offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistake twice. Give her naturally nude pajamas, but you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. Again, that's pajamagram.com. Make sure you use code NUDE, N-U-D-E, and save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas. Make sure you tell them I sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.